Ramsey told the Senate Higher Education Committee he wants to help schools struggling to address campus rape. No formal prosecuting structure, he said, means Georgia's college and university students are at risk.
We post speed limits down I-20, and yet people go 98, 100 miles an hour, and there are consequences to that. Right now, there may not be any real consequences as far as adjudicating criminal activity.
Ramsey said there's a national conversation about schools more concerned with their reputations than with punishing sexual violence.
And that's a really simple solution, or seemingly a solution, to a really complex problem.
That's recent Harvard School of Education grad Michelle Major. The Georgia native agreed with Senator Ramsey that many schools' outdated approaches to sexual assaults are a serious problem. But she worries that a law automatically prompting a criminal investigation could shrink the already extremely low rate of reported rape cases. Major pointed to research on campus assaults estimating that up to 90% of survivors know their assailants. Jennifer Bivens trains both Georgia law enforcement and college police to work with survivors of sexual violence. She says that without serious training, involving police in rape cases is not necessarily the best approach.
And we have some officers that handle cases awful, or maybe they don't end up taking reports at all. They've said, you know what, you just had a bad night.
Bivens said she would welcome laws focused on preventing sexual assaults.
But then those are the harder issues to sell, right? Social change, social norms changes, attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors about sexual violence.
The committee decided to hold off on voting until next year. They want to wait until May for a report from a university system task force on student safety. Lisa Hagen, WABE News.